It is Monday, October 15th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is Becca Martin Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Today's the 15th.
It is.
Oh, shoot. I've got to go pay my personal property taxes.
And if you filed for an extension with the IRS, today's your deadline to file your taxes with the feds.
Okay, so that's the bad news.
Deadlines.
The good news is that the 5x5 art exhibit opens at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Opening reception?
No.
Nope. They just silent, quiet.
They just open, and you go and you pick. There's going to be like 400 little 5x5 pieces of work by artists like Zeke Taylor, tons of people. And you go and you eyeball what you want.
But you don't make the bids yet.
On November the 8th, there's a jazz soiree and silent auction where you go and bid. Mm-hmm. And violence does not ensue, but sometimes staring people down does.
Competition.
Antoinette and I usually go, and she's really good at staring people down. So it'll be
not surprised.
Go pick out what you want today. There's a spotlight talk at 1 o'clock at Crystal Bridges on Thomas Aikens, mm-hmm. Intersecting Art with Science. And tonight, a country music throwback, according to our music writer, Kevin Kinder. Wayne the Train Hancock will present his AM radio-style sound at Chelsea's Corner Cafe in Eureka Springs.
That's worth the drive right there.
You know who this person is?
Oh, I do. I do indeed. I've got a couple of his CDs.
Okay, so why is he special?
Boy, he just captures the energy and spirit and just the essence of great honky-tonk country music.
All right. Well, the show begins at 9, and admission is free at Chelsea's Corner Cafe in Eureka Springs.
Wow. All right. Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.